Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Got a good one tonight.
Well, I tell you what, seems like we just had a Monday night football game, and here we go again, man. Pats and... the Jets tonight, AFC East. Miami Dolphins got four games. Four games with these two teams coming up here. And the Dolphins getting set with Skylar Thompson getting his first start in more than a year. He did his rookie year, of course, last year. Tua stayed healthy all season. And he looks to be the guy at least the next four games. So we'll see what happens going against Geno Smith from Miramar High School down here. And by the way, before I get into everything, because I want to get into some other things, I want to thank – I was with iPower Technologies yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium for a function. Just met a lot of great people and a lot of Dolphin fans. Had a lot of questions and, you know, a lot of season ticket holders and the whole deal. So it was really nice and just a great, great people in the company. iPower Technologies, those guys, Jarrett and those guys were great, and thank you, and it was great. I hope the stories were okay and weren't a little over top. I got a little raunchy. but for the most part, Woody, you know, I got hit with as soon as I got home. Did you say the F word? She's like, can't get off me saying the F word. And I said, if you were around Kim Bocamper, he's the worst. Like, he...
You blame Bo?
I did. I threw it on him. I compared myself to him because Bo throws out more F-bombs than I do. We're not even close. I keep track.
I don't know that that's possible.
I'm telling
you. You really do like that word.
Well, there's just so many great ways to use it.
I know.
Without, like, saying something bad about it. God, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah. Oh,
F you. F you,
but
man.
But you do use it very casually. Like, you know.
No, it's not. Fine. It's not. Like, that guy's an effing a-hole. I don't do that. I mean, sometimes, but not a lot.
Yeah, you do, but...
Hey, by the way, Cam Ward and UM. Boy, I'll tell you what. This is, you know, it's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. I think the spread's like 16.5 right now, Woody. But I got to tell you, first of all, the game's going to be either sold out or real, real close to it. It's down to just very few tickets left, which is great. It's that Tampa.
Yeah, check Ticketmaster. There's like a, looks like 100 or something upper deck seats left. About $90 a pop.
Okay, so. Raymond James Stadium. It's where the Tampa Bay Bucks play. If you're not familiar with it, I'm guessing a lot of UM fans are going up for it. You know, if you followed all the really bad teams the last couple of decades, you might as well enjoy the good team. So this can be an interesting one. South Florida has one of the best teams they've had in a long, long time. They're averaging, running the football, 268 yards per game. One of the tops in the country, 268 yards. They got to stop the run, and they got one big athletic quarterback in Byron Brown. You probably heard the name here the last couple days, 6'3", 230-pound guy who likes to run the football, will throw it a little bit, but likes to run. So this and I was a little surprised Mario said this. He said this is probably going to be the best team we face so far. So that didn't say much about Florida. Yeah, I was a little digging there, but he might be right.
He probably is, to be honest with you, Joe, and this is, I think this will be a fun matchup, right? I mean, two athletic teams, the quarterback on South Florida is he's going to look to run. That's his game. And the other thing to watch in that game, South Florida runs the most offensive plays of any team in the country. They will literally race to the line after every single play and snap the ball as quickly as humanly possible.
Wow, so they're running that old Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, this is like
Chip Kelly used to have years ago when he was running like 90 plays. Remember that? And Nick Saban's the first guy, of course, to come out and bitch about this is not what football's about. And then he tried it with, remember, he went to the pros and that thing went over. Like, the guy's going, really? We're doing this thing for an hour and a half practice? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they ran the most plays in the country last year. So, look, it could be good if you're playing, if you're winning, right? And you're able to score points. If you go three and out, in 30 seconds, it's not so good, right? So that's kind of the drawback of it. I'm not a huge fan of it, to be honest, because, like, again, you go three and out, and your defense will be on the field for a long time.
Well, when you're having 268 yards a game and their yards per carry is really good, they're probably moving the chains a lot and keeping you off the field.
Yeah.
And they're trying to wear you out.
They had one good opponent so far in Alabama, though, so.
Okay.
Look, the thing with Miami right now is it's all set up for them to have a special season, right? I mean, you got the Heisman front runner right now in Cam Ward, which I know it's early, but he is the betting odds-on front runner right now for the
way
Heisman.
Way too early.
You got a schedule in front of you.
Way too early. First of all, you win the Heisman off big games. You win the Heisman off the big games on your schedule.
I'm aware of that.
Okay.
But the schedule, you know this, Joe, lines up beautifully here for Miami to have a special season. It just does.
They just have to make sure they don't run onto a football field and go, we got this because of this uniform we have on.
I don't think that's the makeup of this team.
I believe
that's been the makeup.
It has not
been. I don't think that is the makeup of this team.
Because none of these games, ACC starts next Friday with Virginia Tech.
So the best guy to talk about this with is Don, right? DBJ is in the, you know, all the meetings. He's with the team a lot, and he can tell you that there are a lot of guys in that team that are actually real leaders, right? And that won't allow that to happen. I think that's the big difference, right? I mean, you got guys on that team that are going to be really good players on Sunday.
Yes,
and that's to me the difference, right? You got guys that are really respected on this team that are really good football players.
That's good. Just,
but yes, you are right. I mean, but Miami will be favored the rest of the way. So that's why you're saying what you're saying. I got you.
Just bring your A game again. Just treat it the way you have every game so far. Bring your A game again. And look, you can turn it over. It's going to happen. And, you know, you can have negative plays and you can have a broken coverage on defense. Those things are going to happen. They're going to happen. But, boy, you can't do what Alabama did and have 12 or 13 penalties, turn the ball over three times.
That was what Alabama did in that game. I mean, they were unbelievably sloppy. There was one offensive lineman that had, like, 10 penalties alone.
So you got to get – and again, they got a lot of guys that were returned. They hit the transfer portal. I'm guessing Alabama, what they've done with Alabama the last 2 years, actually. The game was 14-7 in South Florida the year before, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So I go back to this. You know, Mario always comes on. He talks about getting the right guys, that it's not just about getting, you know, all the five stars. It's about getting the right guys. And I feel like he has the right mix on this team. And Alabama just felt like, I don't know, a bunch of really talented guys, Joe, but they don't play well as a team. And I feel like this Hurricanes team, like, Mario has the right guys on this team to do something big this season. And you got to do it now, right? Because Cam Ward's not coming back.
No.
You know, and
you know what?
He is a special talent.
This came up.
We haven't seen here in a long time.
This came up yesterday, and it's true. You hope this Cam Ward leads to another Cam Ward in the country going, I want to go play there too. Now, they've also got themselves set up with some other quarterbacks that they like. But when you get the total package and the things he's doing, the sidearm throws and...
Well, look at how this also sets up for recruiting here, Joe. Look at the state. Look at the landscape of the state of Florida right now. The Gators are probably going to fire their coach, you would think, right?
Yes, I'd say he's in deep trouble.
Okay, Florida State might go 0-12. So
they're not
Miami
lose. They're
has
not
a,
losing every game.
Well, they very well may.
Do you really believe Florida State's going to lose every game?
They got your guys this weekend, right?
They can't lose to Cal.
What's the scouting report on that one? Was FSU like 3-point favorites or something?
Is that what it is? Just three?
I think it was.
You can't lose to Cal.
Man, that's your school, bro.
I'm just saying.
Can't lose.
It's a little different deal out there.
They lost to Memphis last week, dude. What are you talking about? They can't lose to Cal.
Well, you start losing a Cal in Stanford. It's just
no like faith in your program, huh?
I mean, you can't lose, and they're a lot better than they've been. But you can't. I'm really curious. By the way, I'm going to be watching that frigging game somewhere. That Cal FSU game.
When you find a Cal bar in Seattle.
There might be one out there.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, the old Pac-12 country out there. Maybe I can find something.
It's 2.5, by the way, is the line. Florida State's favored by 2.5.
Did you ever think Florida State would have Cal come into their house and they'd be favored by 2.5 points? Did you ever think off of last year and what Norvell's done that would...
I am, to be honest, that is to me the shock of the college football season.
Much bigger shock than the Florida story. Much.
Yeah, I mean, Florida was like their coach is kind of on the outs there. Like, it didn't feel good going into their season. But, like, FSU had, dude, they won every game last year. And I know they got waxed in the bowl game. But we were even talking about it during the pregame. You can't count that bowl game.
You know what everybody's going to say now? They're go ahead, FSU, start texting in that you lost all your players in the NFL draft.
They did.
Which, by the way, like a lot of people do.
Well, it's not like they didn't reload, but like for them to be this bad, losing at home to Memphis in a game that wasn't even really close.
I tell you what, they hit that transfer portal hard, and Patrick Surtain had a lot to do with it, who's a defensive back coach up there. He got a lot. He brought a lot of his guys. Left other schools. Left Alabama. Left Georgia to come play. I just thought they were. I thought he had it reloaded and ready to go.
Cal did beat Auburn, by the way, bro.
I know. Mm. We talked about it.
Your team is a power over there. I mean, football in Berkeley is back, apparently.
So my guys go, hey, we're having trouble with the transfer portal, right? You know, the money thing. And then I go, okay. And then he goes, well, we're having trouble getting guys in school. I go, okay, so that's not good.
Well, they want you to be like an NIL donor up there?
No, we're just talking about, you know, state of the program. Maybe we can get the coach on the week of Miami game. Miami goes out to play Berkeley.
Okay, we'll figure out who it
is. By the way, that is real soon.
It is soon. That's a weird trip, isn't it?
Because that's a week we go to play the Patriots on the road, because I was going to go out there and go to that game and then try to shoot back real quickly.
Talk about having those sports science people. They got to figure out how to operate those trips, huh? That's a little bit new. Not every day you get a team from Miami flying to California like that.
Wow.
It's a little different.
You think Cal can beat Florida State?
Do I think they can? Of course they can.
By the way, there'll be a lot of people. The quarterback for Cal went to school down here.
Did he?
You didn't know that.
I did not know that. I don't know anything about Cal. But I will tell you that my FSU friends have put money on that game, and they don't believe much in their school at this point.
Columbus High School quarterback goes out there and has turned into a really good quarterback.
Yeah, we're getting people texting that in now. Yeah, from down here, Columbus.
I always forget. I was going to say Mendoza, but I'm wrong, probably. I'm not sure what the name is.
That's your school, bro.
Not sure.
You didn't watch the Auburn game?
No. But I saw the score.
It's a proud moment for you.
Proud moment, man. Like, damn, they beat Auburn? Damn.
And Aaron Rodgers, bro.
Yeah. All right.
You got that together.
Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just Shohei last night I watched. I stayed up while I was watching him, man. He got a stolen base early, so he's at 49 stolen bases. I would love today. I know it's not going to happen. I know it's a long shot.
Jack two of them?
First of all, I'm afraid he's not going to play. But
you hit me with that this morning because I told you I was going to go to the game.
He's been striking out a lot.
So he's played every game this season.
Can you imagine he hits two home runs and gets a stolen base today? That'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
No way, though.
Especially because I am planning. I'd like to go, but if he doesn't play, I'm not going. But.
Well, how are you gonna how early are you going to find out?
I don't know. When do they put the lineups out?
I don't think it's till the last second.
You know,
by the way, he's been like warming up. Last night, they had him warming up before the game. I think he's going to pitch again. They got it. You know, he got the Tommy John surgery, but he's about ready to come back, and he was out there pitching. And he was throwing it pretty good.
I feel like I'm trying to go to an NBA game here. Like, we got to wait till like 10 minutes before the game to see who's going
to
be, you know, gracious
all
with
right.
their presence.
I know. There's a shot. There's an early shot for the Miami Heat. Baptist Health South Florida. Let's talk about Baptist Health South Florida while we're talking about all these teams. Because people ask me all the time with their sports medicine program, one of the top 50 in the country, where do the pros go, Joe, when they get injured? And I get it, man. We want to take our kids. We want to go to the best doctors. We want to go to the best specialist in town. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Dade County High School Sports. They all trust and use the great doctors of Baptist Health, South Florida. I'm talking about top specialists for the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, the hand, the back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles doctors. Achilles have become such a problem, we now have full-time doctors that do nothing but fix Achilles. Great news for you, too. Baptist Health South Florida is just that. They're in Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. They're at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility. And Broward County got a beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, man. Up there, it's great. Those doctors, a lot of our specialists work in Dade and Broward County. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho the next time you have any kind of injury for a team sport or individual sport. If you're competitive, one thing's for sure, sooner or later we all get injured, but the goal is always to get you back healthy as quickly as possible playing the sports you love the most.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right, let's get you some weather here, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. There's more rain in the forecast today. Looking at, let's see, Joe, around 2 o'clock today.
Looks all right right now. Woody doesn't look bad.
No. It's going to come later this afternoon.
All right. Well, we know that. It's going to come. It's going
to
happen.
I hope Omar is able to get off the ground here before.
Yeah, I think Omar's
in trouble. You know what, man?
I think Omar's got his partner with him. Yeah, we want that to be a good trip.
But when you tweet and you tag the airline, never good, man. By the way, I think his expectations were not realistic.
Why?
He tweeted out.
You just love taking shots at that
guy.
Well,
listen, he tweeted out, never ever will I fly at Frontier again. This is the most Mickey Mouse airline I've ever had to deal with. Absolutely nobody at the counter, no curbside bag checkers, no service whatsoever. And my response would be like, what do you expect? Like, he probably paid $29 to get to Seattle. Like, curbside bag check? Who checks bags?
That's kind of a weird one, yeah. Like, just
checking bags is
just an stick with
move.
the plane not on time or something. Like,
by the way, I can't wait for the tweet later today when they lose his luggage.
You're a bad guy. I'm laughing, but you're a really, really bad guy.
Curbside bag checkers at Frontier. Come on, dude.
Yeah. First trip together. He wants it to be a good one.
That's their first trip together? Go to
with
a Dolphins
friend.
Game?
Yeah, his friend.
Oh, that's probably mistake number one there.
I just, you know, Perk did this. Remember when Perk did this?
Is this when you, with the incident?
Yeah.
That was on the road?
First of all, somehow he got her a pass so she could be at the game and up there. And so it's just kind of, you know, it's, so it was just, he was asking for it. Yeah, I was like, hey, okay. You guys, how serious this thing get? I just started in on him. And man, his face, oh Lord. It was like, Perk, you got to marry this beautiful girl sooner or later. I broke every rule there was. I didn't care. People were giving me a hard time. Like, dude, that was wrong. Why'd you do that? You know, Perk's not sure what he wants to do. And anyway, they ended up not together. So maybe it worked out. It was okay. Wasn't all bad. Hey.
Good news, though, Joe. Someone from Frontier Airlines has responded. Hi, Omar. My name is Jenny from Frontier Customer Service. Please DM me for further assistance.
Did he put, do you know who I am on there?
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. When you
did he put,
I'm
a Miami Herald columnist. Did he put that on there?
No, but when you send something like this out, what are you hoping to gain from doing such a thing? Like, do you feel like they're going to write you and be like, here's a $50 credit to use on your next flight?
I have known a lot of people here at the radio station that did not the right order for fast food or a place closed or something that sent the same tweet out.
Yes. Well, some of those people took their fast food very seriously.
Before I forget.
For obvious reasons.
Fernando Mendoza, 5 touchdowns and a pick out of Columbus High School. Our friggin' quarterback for the Golden Bears. He's our quarterback.
All right.
If somebody would have told me, while I was still alive doing radio, that Cal, first of all, was going to come back and play Florida State, and second of all, was going to be in the conference, and third in the same conference, I just never thought it would make ever happen. And the third thing is they're going to have a chance to beat Florida State. What'd you say? Spread's 2.5?
Yes.
Damn, that's a last drive special right there, man.
I would have to think that they're better than Florida State. And this is all kidding aside. Like, and we got even more FSU people that texted in. They say, betting on Cal.
Really?
They said that the Vegas, you know, whoever makes the lines, not respecting, or at least they think FSU is good. And that does happen, by the way. You get like the brand, some of the brands of these teams.
So Cal is 3-0. They did go to Auburn, and they did get I think 21-14 was the score.
But there could be people out there that really haven't watched FSU. That's, you know,
they've been bad.
The brand, and you know, they think, oh, they're still good.
How long? I know they gave that quarterback, and I heard $1 million a year. I heard it was a 7-figure.
Well, that's why they can't bench him, right?
So it's hard to bench him.
No give backs.
But I saw Coach Norvell came out and really backed him and said some stuff like it. he's making enough plays to win, and people are going, he's making enough what? Like, people really upset with his comments because he's staying super positive. But the Golden Bears are 3-0. I just can't believe. I know you're laughing. I just can't believe.
I think it's great. I hope Miami plays them in the ACC championship.
And by the way, the Mendoza family at Columbus High School, there could be a lot of family members going up there.
Yeah.
Taking tickets. I think it's Dr. Mendoza. And a little brother, Alberto, won just like 19 straight state championships with Columbus as well. He's now in college. But Fernando, what a story. He was a walk-on, and he got a scholarship from coming to, obviously, starting quarterback last year, and now again off to a nice start. So, man, I'm a lot more interested in this game now. Now I can't believe it. You really, Florida State fans, you really think Cal's got a shot? Okay. All right. Sounds good. I'm with you. I like this. I do like it a lot. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I really do. I talk about these numbers. It all is going to equal great service when I tell you 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, and they go 7 days a week. They've served more than 800,000 customers. How about that? Family owned and operated. Like I said, we're going to be sneaking up on 40 years, the number one Ream dealer in the nation. But it's really about the trained and certified technicians that can put in a new air conditioning unit. We have a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. We're the water heater kings of South Florida. We got the best plumbers in the business, licensed, experienced plumbers for every kind of problem, man. We really do it all for you. Same day installation, that's always the goal. And to get out as quickly as possible and take care of your air conditioning problems, take care of your plumbing problems, that's the way they've been doing it for a long, long time. We have financing plans to help you out. Family-owned, Eric, we lost Big Daddy Lenny a couple years ago. But I got to tell you, we still got Eric, and Eric's been a champ from early in the morning to late at night, Mike and Chippy. It's just old school, man. It's old school work ethic every day to make sure everybody out there that's got a problem, we're taking care of it as quickly as we can. So the next time you have a problem, you've seen the billboards. She's part of the family, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. Tell them you're a good friend or you're related to me at Air Around the Clock.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports College Football, has had some great stuff, and I know we've been having some fun with Florida State and Clemson and the whining to get out of the conference and everything else and the lawsuits that are flying with Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner, as we say good morning. Ross, great stuff, by the way. Really enjoyed it. I know we've been talking a lot about it. And you think they finally get something worked out where everybody's going to be happy?
I think that's probably the most likely scenario, that they do get something worked out. It's not there yet, obviously, and some might even put it as a long way from getting there, but the fact that they're in pretty deep discussion about this and have a detailed model and presentation and all that stuff probably tells you that it's pretty serious, and it must have enough support for it to have gotten this far.
So I always wonder, Ross, because we've been hearing about everybody trying to get out of this grant of rights 2036 deal that's been around, and some other schools have looked at trying to get out, and they've had their attorneys. You think anybody can really get out of this? You know, they talk about it being locked tight, no way to beat it. It's no way to break out of this and get out of the ESPN TV contract. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, it depends on what group of lawyers you talk to. You'll talk to one group and they say that it's possible, if not likely, to win in court and get out of it. You talk to many others and they'll say that it's not. You know, I think it's up to a lot of interpretation. And that probably is one of the reasons that they have decided to perhaps possibly settle because just the risk of going to court and losing is, as I wrote in that story, is pretty catastrophic, not just for the ACC, but for many other conferences. It would set a precedent and possibly allow everybody to be a free agent.
Right. Oof, boy, that'd be crazy. Hey, so one of the things I saw was TV viewership ratings for football and potentially basketball. So we're saying like they would probably take a group of games and see nationally who gets better ratings and we'll have money distributed that way. Is that what we're looking at potentially?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is this success initiative, which has already been passed, and that rewards football and basketball success through giving units of a pot of money if you reach certain benchmarks. So if a football program advances to a bowl game, advances to college football playoff, finishes right. in the top 25, each one of those counts as a unit, and you'd get that NCAA tournament, same thing for basketball. And this is just another part of that. It's another pot that of revenues that will be divided based on not performance, like the success initiative, but on ratings, television viewership, things right. like that. Now, how they'll determine that is still kind of up for grabs, but this will have a kind of a similar structure where if you finish in the top 2, 3, 4 of a league when it comes to TV ratings for your football, then you will get that you'll divide that pot of money
right.
among those other schools who finished up to the top. And the same thing for basketball.
Well, I'll tell you what, this could be great for Miami. We're down here in South Florida, but for the Miami team that Mario looks like he's just got a absolutely loaded team right now, this could be great for him with everything from the ratings to maybe they continue to play well to getting in one of those playoff positions would be great. I got to ask you about Florida State. By far the biggest surprise of this college football season has been how bad, and I know they lost a lot of guys to the pro. Has there been a bigger surprise to you than how bad Florida State is right now in football?
Yeah, no, that's probably been the biggest one. You know, I don't think anybody would have thought that, you know, week four, Florida State would be hosting Cal, and one team would be 3-0 and one team would be 0-3. You probably would have thought the
right.
Bears would be the 0-3 team. So, it's pretty shocking, and you're right, they did lose. They did lose a lot of players, but we saw, you know, their quarterback transfer, DJ U, and we saw him last year at Oregon State really excel. It was probably his best season of his career, and then obviously he's having struggles. But when you look deeper, what's really shocking is the defensive front and their inability to stop the run. That's really been the most surprising thing.
Hey Ross, the Cam Ward and UM story. It's been a couple of decades. UM has really struggled, and all of a sudden they got this talented team and led by Cam Ward, who has just been so good. And he came out of Washington State. I didn't know how good he was going to be. Did you think he would be this good early on?
You know, I knew that Cam had a lot of talent, and he's a veteran guy, obviously. Been around, I think this is his sixth season, I believe, maybe. So feels that way. And, you know, you look at that he was, a possibility for going in the NFL draft, and there were certainly many people who thought Cam would go in the NFL draft and end up going that route. So, he's got a lot. He's certainly got a lot of talent. I was just looking at his bio just really quickly. I was wrong. He's not in his sixth year. It just feels that way. It just feels that way. But just in his third season, it's crazy. That's crazy. I thought he was much older. But it's been really fun to watch him play. And when you surround him, you know, Washington State, obviously, he was a little limited probably in his surrounding weapons, and at Miami, he's kind of got it all.
The whole system, the NIL thing and the transfer portal, we've all just kind of gotten numb to it or used to it. Are there going to be changes coming on this, or if you don't like it, get out of the business? What do you think for the future of both the NIL and transfer portal?
Well, a lot of it really depends, you know, on what happens with the House settlement case and that situation. And hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll know more about the settlement. And if it will go through, the judge must approve it. And a hearing has not yet been set, but the plaintiffs plaintiffs and defendants have a deadline of actually next Thursday, 1 week from today, of filing a brief to try to clarify some of the judge's concerns. And if they do that successfully, we'll see the House case come, and we'll see schools starting next July be able to distribute revenue to athletes, directly to athletes, which includes them signing contracts. So the idea is that you could have contracts that may be binding contracts that maybe limit more of the movement in college athletics.
Yeah, well, that's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward. One other team, and we have a large fan base of Gator fans down here, as you know. That would be another one. I guess people weren't surprised. They looked at their schedule in the SEC, Billy Napier, and his problems right now. Does he make it out of this season, and do you see him being the future, or is he just in big, big trouble there with the schedule they have left and the way they're playing?
Yeah, you know, I think most would tell you that it would be hard to see Billy Napier continuing as coach if they continue to play like they have. You know, it's hard to defend, you know, some home losses to your in-state rival, like the Miami game, the blowout, and then to a program that's got a first-year coach and had a first-year quarterback start in Texas A&M to get blown out by them. There are problems there, and it's hard to defend those things. So I'd imagine Billy's future is probably pretty short if they don't start playing really, really well. Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be another – yeah, I would guess there's going to be another change there.
Well, I got to tell you, still fun, man. Still love watching the games on Saturday to see who's got to figure out. Is there any one team that you look – right now is just a lot more dominant than everybody else? Would it be Texas or Ohio State, or is it still wide open for you?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, I think, to say. We've seen everybody have a little bit of hiccups, but those teams that even Georgia, obviously, at Kentucky. Texas, Ohio State, I think Miami as well, probably is in the mix of programs that you that thus far through three games, you know, hasn't had too big of a weak point yet, like we saw with Georgia at Kentucky being on the ropes late. We haven't seen that from Texas, Ohio State,
right.
Miami. Those programs, we haven't seen that. We've seen that from Georgia. We've seen that from Oregon, even a little bit of USC. But, it's pretty wide open, I'd say, so far.
Hey, Ross, before I let you go here, and I'll leave you with this, and I'm getting back here to South Florida for a second. The Canes are getting ready to play South Florida, who's obviously got a good team. They have they gave Alabama all they could handle here the last 2 years, actually, even Nick Saban's last year. Is that a worry game in Tampa for you? Be careful, or what would be your thoughts on it? I know it's still a 16.5-point spread, but what do you think?
Yeah, it certainly feels like the old trap game, right? South Florida's played well. Alex Golish had, you know, they were kind of a surprise team last year to even make a bowl. And this year they seem like he's got them playing really well again. So, yeah, that one's going to be an interesting one come Saturday.
Yeah. Ross, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. See you.
All right. Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports College Football, joining us a little bit. Talk and get to. And he said, be a little careful. Just be a little careful. That's all I'm saying. I'm not looking to ruin any trips, but I don't want you going up there. Now, if it happens, I was wrong again because I was wrong in Gainesville. But be careful going up there. Plan on, you're going to get their best effort. It's going to be Tampa Bay. Looks like it's going to be a sellout or real close to it. And we'll come back and we'll talk more about that that game. See what you think. I want to know what Canes fans think, actually, about this game coming up against South Florida. Right now, though, I want to tell you about something else that's very serious out there. Atlantic Men's Clinic is very serious about helping you out. And if you are going through, men, in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you're going, you know, I hear Joe talking about, I'm tired all the friggin' time. I've been dragging. I don't know what, even when I sleep, I don't sleep well, but when I do, I'm still tired. I get up. I don't feel like working out. I've gained some weight. I'm going, man, what is going on? So it happens to men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. It's called low T. It happens to every guy out there. And your numbers drop, man. And ED follows it usually. Your sex drive is gone. I know men will talk about low T. We don't like to talk about ED because other men will make fun of you that, you know, you can't perform and all that stuff. But if your sex drive is gone or not where it used to be and you don't want to talk about it, just go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Tell them you got low T. Tell them you got ED. I did. Tell, hey, man, I'm full-blown everything right now. Can you help me? And Atlantic Men's Clinic came through. I didn't want to go. You ever gone to a party you didn't want to go to, and then you had a great time? That's how I felt when I left Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I saw the results, and I saw them quickly, folks. I've been on the program now for 7 months, A-plus stuff, and I can't thank those guys at Atlantic Men's Clinic enough. Schedule your consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Great results. The first appointment, obviously the most important appointment. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. So they're doing it all for you to let you know exactly what the problem is. And they're going to tell you how they're going to fix it. And I mean fix it for good quickly at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.